where we're playing the quiz of the Bumblebee this morning, and with us on the phone is Renata in North Pickering. Good morning, Renata.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful.
Great. Oh, how nice for you. Have you got a busy day ahead?
Not really. It just the snow is out there.
Oh, how much snow do you have?
I haven't measured it, but it's covered everything.
Oh, is it beautiful?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. That's a good way to look at it, I think. Are you all set to play the quiz of the Bumblebee?
I sure am.
Good, good. Okay, let's go. Which composer had 20 children and was a master of counterpoint? Would that be J.S. Bach or George Friedrich Handel?
Handel.
Which composer was known as the Red Priest because of his red hair? Would that be Antonio Vivaldi or George Friedrich Handel?
Vivaldi.
Yes, that's right. Which composer continued to write music after going deaf? Was it Beethoven or Haydn?
Beethoven.
Who was the first composer to have his work played in space? Was it Shostakovich or Prokofiev?
Prokofiev?
Let's see now. What is the name of the famous set of four violin concertos by Vivaldi? You're going to love this. Was it the Four Seasons or the Four Lullabies?
The Four Seasons.
Yes. Which city was considered the center of the classical music world in the 18th century? Would that have been Vienna or Prague?
Prague.
One more. Which composer's wife, Clara, was a celebrated pianist who premiered many of his works? Was that Robert Schumann or Johannes Brahms?
Ooh, Schumann.
That's right. Let me see what you got here. One more for good measure. Which instrument is Yo-Yo Ma famous for playing? Violin or cello?
Cello.
Yes. Well done. That's 5 out of whatever it is. Congratulations. And the composer that had 20 children and was a master of counterpoint was J.S. Bach. And the first composer to have his work played in space was Dmitri Shostakovich. And which city is considered the center of the classical music world in the 18th century? That was Vienna. Otherwise, you got 5 right. Well done. Renata, thank you so much for playing. And you know what else? You have won tickets to see Opera Etelier's production of Pelléas et Mélisande at Kerner Hall on Thursday, April 16th at 7:30 p.m. And our receptionist is going to give you a call between 11 and 3 to tell you all about that. Plus, you've won 2 sensational mugs.
Thank you.
Thank you, Renata. Thank you so much for calling in and playing.
I appreciate it.
Bye.
Have you got snow down there?
Yes, no snow. Sun,
oh, okay.
Lots of sun, though. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.